I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Pure Talk, the cell phone service my family relies on, is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Go to puretalk.com/clay and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/clay, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can have more money to travel with this summer.
If you've got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned.
GovX.com is the only site built exclusively to honor your service. Members save on epic brands and the gear they need for their on- and off-duty lives. You'll get incredible savings on tickets to live sports events, theme parks, and other entertainment. You can even save on travel, hotels, rental cars, cruises, and more. See if you qualify. Visit GovX.com. It's easy and totally free. Use code CLAY in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We're rolling through the Tuesday edition of the program. Loaded program coming your way. Alex Berenson's going to join us in the third hour to talk about the government attempting to get his Twitter account shut down and why that could potentially be state action and such a significant issue. We'll also talk with Kelly Chewbacca, who is running for the Senate in Alaska. We've got primaries in Wyoming, Alaska, and Liz Cheney is officially likely to lose her congressional seat in a slaughter taking place in the state of Wyoming today. All of that we will discuss, but we begin with more of the continuing fallout from the FBI's, but frankly indefensible, it appears, more and more every single day, raid on Donald Trump's private residence at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. So, a couple of details that are out. Wall Street Journal reports today that Merrick Garland debated for weeks whether to officially endorse the warrants in this case or not and allow the search to take place at Mar-a-Lago. That certainly calls into question this idea that the warrants had to be granted because there were such alarming circumstances surrounding these confidential materials that Trump reportedly had at Mar-a-Lago. If you truly were concerned about national security, first of all, maybe you get them in the first 18 months of the Biden presidency. Second, how do you debate whether or not to grant these warrants as the attorney general for weeks if it is such a clear-cut case? I think, Buck, what happened was Maggie Haberman at the New York Times wrote a story with a picture, I believe it was, about Trump destroying documents. And there was a picture like from a toilet or something, if I remember correctly, that was in her story. And I think that's what put Merrick Garland personally over the hump here. Now, in addition to the fact that he debated for weeks and it calls into question whether there were any exigent circumstances necessitating this warrant, also, Buck, we broke the story yesterday. I mean, Trump did on his Truth Social account. This search is supposed to be severely curtailed, specific in nature. Instead, it appears that the FBI went in, Buck, and just hoovered up as much as they possibly could, including three different passports for President Donald Trump. Two expired. One, as you suggested, might be the case, a diplomatic passport that is still in effect. They then had their stooges in the media report that they hadn't done it before having to acknowledge that they had, in fact, seized these passports. And now there is going to be a hearing on Thursday afternoon, early on Thursday afternoon, about whether the full affidavit to support the granting of this warrant should be released to the public as well. The Department of Justice vociferously opposed to that idea. This would be a big win for Trump, and it's, I think, evidence that this all of the details surrounding this warrant search at Mar-a-Lago are starting to fall apart in rapid order.
It's looking like the Democrat plan for the election is what some would call lawfare, as in they're just using the legal apparatus as a weapon of politics in every way they possibly can. Obviously, first and foremost with the Mar-a-Lago raid, but let's also keep in mind that you just had Rudy Giuliani announced yesterday officially as another target of a federal investigation looking into the electors scheme, the alternate electors slate. And every time I read this, they try to use all these words. It's, you know, false and willfully and knowingly. And the truth of the matter is that bad faith is something that Democrats have perfected with the Russia collusion lie. Bad faith operation of government at the FBI, at the DOJ, the intelligence community. And now they want to criminalize what they say is bad faith on the other side by Trump's lawyers. Essentially, they find a way to use the process they believe to their advantage. It doesn't succeed. And then they get federally charged anyway. I mean, they're going to lock up Rudy Giuliani, the guy who turned New York City around, one time presidential candidate, by the way, himself. They're bringing all these different suits, Clay. I mean, this is the plan. They can't win based on the Democrat or Biden record going into this midterm, and they know it. So they're doing all this stuff. I do believe if they unleash the affidavit, unveil, you know, unseal is the word I'm looking for. The affidavit's not like rawr, doesn't need to be unleashed. If they unseal,
it could be fun too, though.
That would be interesting. If it, remember the old what was it? The old fruit punch commercial with the big pitcher that would bust through the walls.
Oh yeah, the Hawaiian punch.
Yeah. The affidavit could come flying out like that. But here's the problem with releasing the affidavit, I think, or I shouldn't say the problem. If they release it and it's flimsy, the Democrats are just toast on this one. If they release it and it's Trump, remember, I made a joke about this. I just reminded this last night. I said, it's not like Trump has the nuclear codes under his pillow the day of the raid, before the nuclear story broke a few days later. So sure enough, this is what they're saying. And if they are making allegations, Clay, of extreme seriousness in the documents, they're going to have to charge somebody, or else what was this all about, right? So that's the release of the affidavit is no minor thing, because it either makes this thing look like a big belly flop for the libs, or it means there's an indictment coming down.
Well, the fact...
I think they won't unseal it, just to be clear. I don't believe they will unseal it.
The Department of Justice, what's rapidly happened here is it feels like there was a game of chicken going on. And Merrick Garland came out, was it Thursday, Buck? Thursday afternoon last week. And he said, we're happy to release the details on the warrant. And it was like he was daring Trump to okay it. And then Trump said, okay, yeah, let's go ahead and release the details on the warrant. And last night, Trump said, hey, I want this affidavit released as well. And now the Department of Justice is like, no, we can't do that. Now, one thing I will say, and you know this better than anybody, the affidavit, if it comes out, is likely to be so redacted in terms of what is written and what is allowed to be seen there that we may not get any real sense for what is in it, just because so much of it's going to be blacked out because they're going to argue.
That's the other possibility. And we're also never going to see. Never. I mean, Trump could be facing prosecution, sitting in court, and they're going to be saying these documents are too secret.
Too severe.
This is one of the legal strategies in the past that people use is something called gray mail, and that's where the government says, here's the secret stuff that this person did, and then they try to get the judge to say, it's not that secret, release it. And the government response is, well, we can't actually have people know what's in there, so I guess we're going to have to drop the charges. Now, they've tried to figure out procedures so that that doesn't happen, but gray mail is something that the government has to be aware of, generally in national security prosecutions of secret information. And I'm just saying right now, I don't think they're going to unseal the affidavit, Clay. they're never going to release the actual documents, because if they actually show you the documents, then what's the point of prosecuting Trump for the possible exposure to the public of the documents?
I just also, there's so much still to unpack here. Let's not underrate that they managed to seize the passports. Because yesterday, Buck, when this came out, I think I said maybe they accidentally took them. And you were like, they accidentally took the passport. What is going on in terms of their search? They were there 9 hours. It's not like they went in, Buck, and said, okay, there's 9 boxes here. Let's grab them all. I would imagine, I don't know about you, but my wife is in charge of our passports because she doesn't trust me to be able to keep up with them. And so I never really know where our passports are in the house, right? Like my wife and the kids' passports and everything else. But I would think that they're probably not, that Trump's passport is probably, Buck, not under lock and key in the basement of Mar-a-Lago, right? That would seem to be a really poor choice by Trump, just in terms of being able to find it. This feels like something that they hoovered up and grabbed as much as they possibly could and didn't even look at all these documents.
But that makes sense. That makes sense from the perspective of the people who ordered this and went about it. Meaning, this raid on Mar-a-Lago against Donald Trump was clearly, I mean, you said, they're now reporting Merrick Garland did the whole should I, shouldn't I thing.
Yes.
Because even he knows, as much as they hate Trump, now they're trying to act like, oh, just, you know, it's a procedure, it's the law. No, this was a huge deal. I know our audience knows that, but we need to remind ourselves of this because there's going to be gaslighting. Oh, it was just a they just went in to get... No, this is a major thing. And there's a bit of an insurance policy that both the politicized Democrats like Garland, as well as the bureaucracy and the deep staters have here by getting as much as possible. Because, okay, maybe they decide not to go all in, depending on how the affidavit goes and everything else, on the classified documents part of this, Clay. And they can make the argument that I just said out loud, which is it's too sensitive. So we're just going to, we have the documents now, but we can't expose this to the public. They push that away. But by hoovering everything, maybe they get some interesting January 6th stuff that's not even about criminal prosecution, of course, but that will get selectively leaked to the press, and it gives them political ammunition and cover for the raid when as this rolls on.
It makes it feel the seizing of the passports does to me, Buck, and I think I would continue to hammer on this if I were the Trump people, if I'm Republicans attacking this truly extraordinary never happened before in the history of American judicial system investigation of a former president by a current sitting president who might be running against him. It makes it feel like a fishing expedition as opposed to this targeted strike designed to try and get specific documents, which were incredibly important to the well-being and safety and health of our country. They sent in 20 plus FBI agents to grab whatever they could, and they were so lacking in specificity, Buck, it was such a fishing expedition that they grabbed the former president's passports, which is a big deal, all right? Because we talked about this yesterday, and I said, man, this is something you do when you're trying to keep somebody from fleeing the country after you've already charged them of a crime. And I was operating under the assumption that it was intentional because I was thinking, there's no way you accidentally end up with the president's passports unless you are grabbing so much material, to your point, that it's such a fishing expedition. You're hoovering up everything that you can, and then you have your team go over it all, hoping to find something that you can allege is a major violation by Trump.
They used the word unprecedented so many times when Trump was president, and then people had to point out, no, here are the precedents. They do unprecedented things against Trump. And expect us not to remember and not to notice. I mean, they went in. Remember, they seized Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyers. They seized his records. They did a raid of his home. They have gone. They have been fighting to unseal Trump's taxes. They have seized now thousands of pages of documents from his home. They have gotten so much, you know, they've gone so all out and so scorched earth. And Clay, they keep coming up with nothing. This is the part of this that's so amazing. If Trump was the evil Machiavellian genius that they seem to think he is, or just the evil thug that whatever that they say he is, don't we think they would have gotten something? Wouldn't the smoking gun have actually been a gun that was smoking at some point? But no, we get this instead. So we all see what's going on here. We also see that we've become accustomed to expecting cell phone service pretty much wherever we are. And Pure Talk delivers on that, provides great 5G service nationwide. Whether I'm out in Long Island like I was this past weekend or Salt Lake City coming out to you tomorrow, Utah. That's right. You can rely on Pure Talk for great service because I know I can. If you're not with Pure Talk, make the switch today. I did. Not only do I enjoy the monthly savings, which are $60 a month or more, the service is just as good as what I previously had, and I get better customer service, which is so important. If you sign up with Pure Talk this month, you'll get 1 month free. You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month. Plus, get 1 month free when you make the switch today. Using your cell phone, dial #250 and say Clay and Buck for this special offer. You'll be connected with Pure Talk's customer service team who can help you with the switch and make it easy for you. With Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you're not going to regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now and get 1 month free. All you have to do from your phone, dial #250, say Clay and Buck. From your phone, dial #250 and say the words Clay and Buck. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck. I'm Buck, he's Clay. It is decision day for Wyoming and Alaska in their primaries. Clay's going to break that all down for you here in just a few minutes. But first, I believe it was Norm O'Donnell yesterday who broke the very important story that they did not take the passports from Donald Trump's residence. Psych, they actually did, and there's paperwork proving it, and now the DOJ in writing has admitted it. So glad her sources are so ironclad on that one. But here is also Norm O'Donnell, a mouthpiece for the regime, telling everybody that the DOJ is asking a judge not to release the affidavit about the raid.
The Justice Department is asking a judge not to release the affidavit that contains key details about why the FBI searched former President Trump's Florida mansion last week. Well, the DOJ says that releasing that document would be detrimental to the, quote, integrity of the investigation. Now, this comes as members of Congress from both parties today are demanding more details and are asking the Director of National Intelligence for a damage assessment following reports that documents labeled top secret were found in Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, clutch the pearls, top secret. First of all, what does that even mean? All right, Clay, if someone intercepts a conversation between me and you talking about how you like turkey sandwiches for lunch, somebody may classify that as top secret. Second of all, a former president and future presidential candidate isn't just somebody when it comes to an affidavit here. The public has a right to know. The political question here has risen beyond what the normal legal circumstances, I think, would justify. So if they don't release it, I think it looks bad for him. What do you say?
I agree 100%. It also looks bad for Norm O'Donnell, who still has a tweet up saying that they didn't seize these passports. Like, this is an example. We talk all the time about how social media has different rules for different people. There's no Twitter fact check. 40,000 people liked it. 13,000 people shared it. According to a DOJ official, the FBI is not in possession of former President Trump's passports. Trump had accused the FBI of stealing his three passports during the search of his Mar-a-Lago home. That's 100% a lie. And the tweet is still up. There's no follow-up tweet saying, hey, this was actually incorrect. It turns out that the Department of Justice was in possession of Trump's passports, as he had correctly said. And you might say, well, why does this matter? Well, 40,000 people are liking and sharing and commenting, maybe more than that, on this tweet, which is 100% inaccurate. And Buck, how many, you talked about yesterday, how often our tweets about COVID that ended up being true, and they would have the little fact check label, or even our podcast for a while. I don't know if it still has the podcast label, yeah, where people started
sharing. Fauci for real information about COVID if you're a moron.
People were sharing all the different podcasts and tweets that we would share that came with a COVID signifier underneath it that said, this information about COVID is disputed. Yeah, we ended up being right about everything, but that's where the world was. They're not doing anything about Norm O'Donnell's lies. Why not? Good question to be asking. Want to tell you right now, there is possibly going to be a food shortage again. A lot of us lived through issues in 2020 with being able to find the products that we want. We're still dealing with them in 2022. That's why you should go to preparewithclayandbuck.com right now. You'll save $50 on a four-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest food preparedness company with millions of customers already well-stocked with emergency food. Get your own package before you regret it. $50 saved on each four-week kit when you go to preparewithclayandbuck.com. Your food will ship fast, unmarked boxes for your privacy. Again, go to preparewithclayandbuck.com right now. Preparewithclayandbuck.com. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Okay, Wyoming and Alaska. We appreciate all everybody out there listening who is going to be voting today in either of those states. So let's start with Wyoming, where Liz Cheney's political career as a representative for Wyoming is going to come to a close. Harriet Hagman is going to absolutely destroy her. she's going to lose by 20-plus points in a state where her father, Dick Cheney, was certainly legendary. And she's going to make herself a martyr based on those results, Buck. And she's going to argue, oh, this is all because I stood up to Donald Trump. I mean, Dick Cheney's already done an advertisement where he calls Donald Trump the biggest threat to United States democracy, I think, basically, in the history of the country, which is so over the top and absurd that I think all of you are kind of rolling your eyes at the idea. And you know, politics can make strange bedfellows when suddenly Democrats are heralding Dick Cheney as a tremendous hero when he was. They made movies about how he was the most dangerous and awful Republican ever. And they blamed everything they didn't like in George W. Bush's administration, by and large, on Dick Cheney. And now suddenly he's a hero because he doesn't like Donald Trump. Now, Buck, let's start with Wyoming. I think that Liz Cheney is going to run for president. And those same losers out there who have been anti-Trump, I don't even know what they're, the Lincoln Project or whatever those losers are called. They got a couple of websites. They will raise tens of millions of dollars. They will give it to her. They will let her campaign as a Republican. She will get no support, but they will try to get her on the ballot then as an independent candidate so that she can steal away whatever minuscule amount of Republican votes there might be in 2024. Do you agree with that entire layout?
No, I think she's going to be an MSNBC contributor in just a matter of a few months here. And you're going to see her on on the Democrat anti-Republican networks. Because there's a whole cottage industry now. I mean, there's this whole segment of the political media that is the former Republican who hates Trump. Now, if they had limited themselves in this capacity, because we've seen this play out over a number of years, Liz Cheney is a little different, but some of the others that we've seen, it's very clear, whether they're pundits or politicians, if they limit themselves to their criticisms of Trump, I think they're wrong. I think they're delusional and kind of maniacal about it. But at least there's a discussion to be had. You can say Trump broke you, but OK, you are still a Republican. You just hate Trump. But what you actually see with the Never Trumpers, what you see and you're going to see, I assure you, with Liz Cheney is all of a sudden they have these strange new comrades. All of a sudden they are pro-choice. All of a sudden they are attacking Second Amendment issues, or that, you know, they want gun control. They start reverting to the other, or rather they start transferring and going over to the other side entirely. And it's appalling. I mean, Liz Cheney is not only doing the work of Pelosi, and she never says, guys, this actually is overblown. Calling it an insurrection is kind of crazy, but I still think we need to get to the bottom of the security lapses that day. No, instead, it's how can I be the most useful tool for the Democrats so CNN anchors and Pelosi and Schumer will give me a little golf clap at the end of the day. And I guarantee you she's going to start to push more and more for Democrat policies, because this is what happens to these people. It's all about them, actually. The great irony of the Never Trumpers is that it started out with, oh, I'm just all about principle. Then you realize, no, you join the Lincoln Project. You do whatever gets you the biggest paycheck. It's all about them and their egos. And Trump usually hurt their little bruised egos, which is why they went so Captain Ahab against him in the first place.
And you've already seen that Liz Cheney is saying, I don't think I could support Ron DeSantis either. So
That's a perfect example.
They argue that it's Trump and he is such a unique threat to democracy that they can no longer be Republicans. And you're like, okay, well, you can make that argument. I think you're being a bit histrionic. I think you're grabbing your pearls and falling on your fainting couch. I think every single person who has done that in the Republican Party about Trump is artificially exaggerating their disdain for Trump. And then it spreads quickly to, Trump decides I'm not going to run for president. That's not going to happen. Trump's going to run. But let's just say that he says, you know what? I'm not healthy as I'd hoped I'd be, and I'm going to step out. And then Ron DeSantis is the presumptive front runner. And then Liz Cheney comes out and says, well, I've got serious, she's already said it, which is what's so crazy. But she would say, oh, I've got serious reservations about Ron DeSantis, too. He's a Trump-like candidate, right? And effectively, what she's going to be is a tool for people that hate Republicans, and they're going to use her, and she's going to let herself be used.
Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, many others. They aren't actually principled Republicans. This is what they always try to cling to. They are conservative apostates. They have renounced and abandoned their belief system over Donald Trump, which makes you wonder, how much could you ever have believed any of this stuff? I mean, I guarantee you, Liz Cheney now, when she goes off into public life after this, after her annihilation, thanks to the voters of Wyoming that we all know is coming now. And please make sure you get out to our audience in Wyoming. Not a big state, not a big population. Yeah. Make sure, that's you right. know, don't leave this to others. If the libs can pull this off, it's just a thumb in the eye of Republicans. I mean, can you imagine? Imagine your job every day is to wake up and antagonize and undermine the entire movement that you allegedly devoted your life to. I mean, this is why Never Trumpers, I think, have all gone through different stages of a public nervous breakdown, because eventually they realize we realize what do they actually stand for exactly? Hatred, well, hatred of Trump is their one mobilizing and motivating principle? That's bizarre.
I think the question is, how do they re-enter as Republicans? Right, it's one thing if you, like, that's why we have primary season. If somebody doesn't like Donald Trump, I encourage them to run. Ron DeSantis, encourage you to run. Ted Cruz, like, that's the purpose of a primary, is you find out who the best candidate is. And it can be a sometimes a difficult battle. But then the person who emerges, I really do believe this, Buck, the person who emerges from a difficult primary is a better candidate because they have managed to hone their message. They've gotten better at responding to attacks. They've gotten better on the debate stage. They are a far better candidate, in my experience, watching them, than they are if they go through unchallenged, unabated. And so, okay, if you want to run, that's fine. But how are you going to come back? Who is the Republican candidate post-Trump, because there will be one. It could happen in 24. It's certainly going to happen in 28. And you're suddenly going to say, oh, you know what? I'm back. Hey, forget about those hundreds of millions of dollars that I spent, billions of dollars maybe by that time, to try to keep Donald Trump from being able to represent Republicans. Oh, by the way, I'm back. Hey, let's be one big happy family again. I don't know how that works.
Never Trump is built on a lie. Okay, the whole movement, all the GOP, all the people, and the people who turned on Trump after January 6th, who worked for him, this is all built on a lie. And you will see the lie play out. You don't have to take my word for it, everybody. You'll see this yourselves. The people who all of a sudden have this, they get the strange newfound respect of the Democrats because they're so principled. Give it time. They will be doing campaign ads for Beto O'Rourke. Give it time. They will be advocating for the Green New Deal and showing up at fundraisers alongside AOC. And then CNN will put them on as GOP strategist or, you know, GOP. I mean, this is like the Ana Navarro over at whatever show she's on now. All she does is the libs bidding. It's pathetic. But she gets to say she's a former Republican who's the real deal. So then she takes orders from the left and amuses them in the process. Guarantee you, folks, you will see this with all of them. Everybody who starts out so maniacally anti-Trump becomes a lib.
When we come back, we mentioned Wyoming, so that's what's going to happen with Liz Cheney. What's going on in Alaska? They've got this ranked choice voting system, Buck, that I've been reading about that I think is, first of all, kind of super complex. And I think a lot of people, even on Alaska, probably are not familiar with it, and certainly the vast majority of the people in the rest of the country are not. We'll talk about that some when we come back as we continue to roll on. Remember, Alex Berenson going to be with us in the third hour of this program at the top of the hour. I think that's going to be really good. 2 Eastern, 12 o'clock on the West Coast, or 11 o'clock on the West Coast.
And Kelly Shibaka, the most fun name to say in politics, will be with us in the next hour.
She is going to be an interesting discussion because we'll continue this discourse about the Alaska ranked voting system with her. But we'll start it a little bit with you guys next. In the meantime, I want to tell you, easy to recognize strength, confidence, and energy in a leader. Just by me mentioning it, you're likely reminded of people like that in your own lives. Not just politicians, people you work with and interact with all the time. There's a difference between people that have those qualities, people who don't. Something you can't fake. It's apparent quickly. It's always welcomed and regarded well. It's basically the anti-Liz Cheney effect, if you really must know. And there's a company out there that really stands by this steadfastness of principle. It's Chalk, C-H-O-Q. They've done their homework on what our bodies need every day to maximize your best possible output. That's why you can take their male vitality stack and increase your testosterone level in men by 20%. You know, I read everything, basically. New York Times had a big article today in their science section about the overall massive decline of testosterone that's gone on in men and the benefits that you can sometimes get from testosterone increasing in your own life. That's what Chalk's doing. When even the New York Times is talking about testosterone going down, you know this is a big deal. You need to go to Chalk today. CHOQ.com. Use my name as the promo code. That's CLAY, Clay, and you'll get 95% off your first month of any Chalk subscription under $70. I mean, think about that for a minute. Costing you virtually nothing. Why not try it out? CHOQ.com. CHOQ.com. Use my name, Clay. Clay95 for 95% off. CHOQ.com. Clay95. Do it today.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Pure Talk, the cell phone company we both rely on, is further investing in their customers without charging an extra penny. Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries.
That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, but now they're giving you coverage in more than 50 countries too.
Unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. You keep your phone number and your phone unless you want to get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Up to you. Go to puretalk.com/buck and make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/buck, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Welcome back to Clay and Buck and the Alaska Decision Day. We're just talking about Wyoming and Liz Cheney, and I had the unfortunate duty, as did Clay, of watching some of her oh-so-serious prompter reads about the January 6th insurrection. It's the day our democracy almost all came apart. Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Just the obsession with all things Trump. It's embarrassing, but look, for a lot of people, I think especially some who are part of Republican political dynasties, Trump gets in the way. Trump is a threat to the apparatus and the old school network, if you will, of the GOP establishment. So that upsets them. So that's what we see going on in Wyoming, where Cheney is going to lose by, Clay, what's your 20 points, 25 points?
Yeah, I think it's going to be substantially more than 20. It's not going to be remotely close. And I would point out, and we can probably talk about this some more this week, the January, it's amazing to me how quickly January 6th disappeared, and the new thing is the confidential documents. Oh, you know, if you wondered how much they want to get right. Trump, I mean, it just vanished.
Almost like they always have some legal reason. And basically, I want everyone to understand this. The Democrat plan to win your vote is to sue all of their political opponents into oblivion or prosecute them, okay? The Democrats, it's their pitch going into this midterm isn't, look what a good job we've done. Look at how much wealthier America is. Look at how much more secure our border is. Their pitch is, will you vote for us or we'll sue everybody that you don't that you want to vote for? That's basically, or they'll throw them in prison. This is how they operate. They're a bunch of crybabies. And that then brings me to Alaska, which we said we'd talk about. Senator Lisa Murkowski, allegedly a Republican, although always a super wishy-washy Republican. She's the only senator who voted for Trump's impeachment who was up for re-election in this cycle. She voted to impeach him for his role in the January 6th insurrection. It was a riot, everybody. Calm down. So she faces this election, and she got Kelly Shibaka, who's joining us in the next hour to make her last pitch to the voters. We got great stations up in Alaska, Clay. So it's another state where we reach all over there. So if we ever have any questions about,
you ever been to Alaska?
Oh my gosh, it is one of the most physically beautiful places on earth. It almost looks like something they built on a computer for the Lord of the Rings background or something. It's amazing.
I haven't ever been. I would love to go.
You would love it. I went fly fishing for during the salmon run with my dad.
Oh, this is when you were close to. Is this when you were close to the bears?
Yes, grizzly bears, which do look cute from far away, but do not touch. Do not get close. So she's running. She's running up against Shibaka. Obviously, Shibaka is the Trump back candidate. She's the pro MAGA candidate, but because of the ranked voting system, which why do people do this? But anyway. The ranked voting system means that it could be Murkowski, even though she's got a lot of backlash from GOP faithful over her vote to impeach Donald Trump. And so it basically, right, Clay, the way this works, I'm trying to make sure I say this through. So candidates vote for their top four candidates in each race, and then unless somebody gets over 50% of first choice votes, the least supported candidate is eliminated, and they keep on going.
So I think four advance for the November election, right? That's my understanding of how this ranked choice process works.
Yes.
Because they have no primary system now, right? So you don't nominate a Democrat and you don't nominate a Republican candidate as exists in most parts of the country. You just rank your top four and then those top four advance and then you can rank those top four in November is my understanding. And that's how you eventually end up. And I think that works not only there, but for also Alaska's congressional seat, which right now Sarah Palin is favored to end up winning if you look at oddsmaker numbers. But I think that's also a little bit complicated. And so this, to my knowledge, has not been applied. I don't think they've done it for a statewide Senate race like this before. Some of you in Alaska can let me know on social media if I'm wrong about that. But it's a unique system by which they are selecting their senator and their congressman that is newly instituted in Alaska. Yeah,
they could both be on the ballot. They could both be on the ballot still in November is the way it works because of the way they're doing their ranked system primary.
Yeah, so there's four, is my understanding, that will be on the ballot for both the congressional seat and the Senate seat. And we'll talk with Kelly Shibaka about this because I think one of the things that's so fascinating about it is, in theory, I think when you're ranked choice voting, if you really like one candidate, you shouldn't rank any other candidates, right? You should just vote one person and then instead of allowing, you know, I guess if you really dislike Murkowski.
Nobody wants their second choice
right?
political candidate. You want your first choice.
I'm trying to work through exactly how you should handle this, but I guess you could rank the one you like the least best of the four and try to get them eliminated. But this is going to be really complicated, I think, for a lot of people, is what you're understanding.
I don't think ranked choice is a good idea. We have this now, I believe, in other states as well, and it just complicates matters. But then again, Maine and Nebraska don't do winner-take-all for the Electoral College. So, Clay, it's a crazy world we live in, man. All kind dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
No doubt. And we will talk about that with Kelly Shibaka in the next hour. Plus, we still got Alex Berenson coming. Lots to dive into. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. We roll through the Tuesday edition of the program.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden.
For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the foundation's homeless veteran program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone, because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude.
People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's t2t.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.